Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live this week from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio inside the SDPB Black Hills Bureau. We're on Main Street in the historic Parts Central Building, downtown Rapid City. Stop by and say hello. We have been enjoying the Black Hills this week, including a visit to Custer State Park, where park rangers are getting ready for the annual roundup. Kobe Statler is the new Visitor Services Program Manager at Custer State Park, and Lydia Austin is the Interpretive Programs Manager. They join us today for a look at what's ahead in the park. Kobe, welcome to In the Moment.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
And Lydia, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you. Definitely excited to be here.
All right, tell me a little bit about how the drought has sort of impacted the park. Are you seeing any evidence of that, Kobe?
You know, right now, not at all. Right now, our park grasslands are healthy, and you know, the whole reason for the roundup, with the park's grasslands only being able to support about 1,000 animals throughout the winter, and usually our buffalo herd is about 1,300 strong. So the whole purpose of the roundup is to really take those 300 surplus buffalo, and then we sell them at our annual auction, and then those revenues, they help support the day-to-day operations of the South Dakota State Park System. So really, that's really the whole purpose of why we hold the roundup each year.
All right, tell me the mechanics of it. How does it work? And first, let's start with how big the park is itself, and you know, how far are the buffalo, you know, ranging in that area?
Sure. So the park itself is 71,000 acres, but the roundup itself, you know, what we do is we corral them from the crest of one of our hills. So really the spectators are within you know, just a few hundred feet of the buffalo. It starts real early in the morning. Our parking lots open up at 6:15 a.m. And then they close approximately at 9, and then the roundup itself begins at 9:30. And there's two different viewing areas. We have a north parking and viewing area and a south parking and viewing area. Our north parking viewing area is the one we generally encourage our visitors to go to, just because there's an abundance of parking along with handicap parking at both areas, but that one is really the area that we like to see. And then
people from all over the world come,
yeah,
to sort of view this, right?
Yeah, definitely. We have buyers from all over the United States and Canada that have purchased the bison, and they've started their own herds. But yeah, it's I mean, just today we found out that Forbes magazine ranked the Buffalo Roundup as one of the top five great American wildlife adventures to view.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a national event, not just a little known thing in South Dakota.
So, Kobe, I was at a campground this weekend in the park there. Talked to one of the park rangers. He didn't know that I was with Public Broadcasting, so I won't tell all his stories, but really great stories about how sort of the buffalo, you know, roam around in the park and keeping visitors safe and just the management that goes on. What can you tell me about that?
Sure. I mean, Lydia's been here a little longer than I have, so she might be able to chime in on that aspect,
yeah,
of it.
Lydia, let's bring you into the conversation.
Yeah, I can run with it. So I guess that's one of the neat parts about Custer State Park is our herd is free roaming. Like Kobe was saying, about this time of year, it's kind of neat. The herd's formed up after rut, and we're going to start kind of closing fences and confining them more and more to that south area, getting ready for roundup. So it's a neat time to visit them because you can see the entire herd as they go through there. They do go through the campgrounds, so people can wake up in the morning and see the buffalo. And like probably the park ranger said when you were here, you know, we always encourage that safe distance. We're always recommending staying 100 yards away from, just for the safety of the animal, safety for our visitors, so everyone can get that experience. But it is one of the neat parts about the park is they aren't penned up. They're out there. You're going to see them whether you're driving, hiking, or camping within Custer State Park.
Lydia, how does the rut impact the herd health?
You know, the rut can be kind of difficult for anyone out there who doesn't know it. The rut's the mating time for the buffalo. They happen beginning of August, end of July, and those bulls can get kind of testy. They get cranky with each other, and they get cranky with everybody around them. And so it's a definite time that we always recommend people to stay away from, because those bulls are in full rut. And when they take it out on each other, they can get aggressive and get in some pretty good fights. So wounds do happen. We do have a couple of animals out here right now. They're supporting some wounds, and our herdsman's keeping a close eye on them. So we do always like encourage our visitors, if they're coming out here, they may see that. And a lot of the times the park rangers are aware of it, and they'll keep an eye on the animal and just its health as they go throughout the park.
What else is new in the park this year, Lydia?
We got a lot of new things going on. Obviously, our main new visitor center opened up last year, and it's doing great. We get to see a lot of folks there. We get them orientated about the park and excited for their adventure and send them off. But a new project we started this year is with that new visitor center, our old visitor center, the Peter Norbeck. Obviously, couldn't serve as a visitor center so close, so we started kicking around ideas amongst ourselves of what we wanted to see happen with that building, because we wanted to keep it part of the Custer State Park family. And the idea came out to turn it into a children's museum. We don't have a lot of that out here in the western side of South Dakota, and so we were pretty excited about that, and the idea grew, and we've been working really hard this last year to do that. And we hope to have it, and we don't hope, we will have its grand opening the week of Roundup. So September 28th, we're going to open the doors to a new children's museum where the theme is discovering how to explore. We hope to teach our youngsters that it's safe to get out there, it's safe to go explore, it's safe to get dirty, and just have a good time in the outdoors and explore. So we're really excited about that. We're excited to open it up for Roundup Week, when we hope to have a lot of visitors to our park.
Lydia, a lot's been written recently or talked about some of the hidden places in the park and the role of keeping those places protected, but then also allowing people to discover some of the fun, hidden spots. What's your take on that, and how has that conversation played out within the park and the employees there?
It's always been part of the conversation. You do have those hidden spots, and I might pass it back to Kobe here, because he's been part of that conversation a little bit more than I have.
Kobe?
Yeah. So, I mean, basically, with that hidden areas, it's kind of just a mute issue. I mean, it's not like we discourage our visitors from going and seeing those, but we just ask if it's anything else, that everyone is respectful towards that, and they treat everything with care while they're out there. So
what do you mean by be respectful? Go ahead and give us some specifics for folks who are visiting right now.
It's no different, if they were to walk on one of our trails here, we just ask that, we do have some ground rules. We just ask that they pick up the trash after themselves and everything like that. There's no difference from between those and our everyday rules that we have on the hiking areas here in the park. So
Kobe, anything else new at Custer State Park that residents and visitors want to know about today?
Actually there is, along with our Roundup, our arts festival that we have over the whole weekend. It's the 28th through the 30th. That is also kind of putting a new spin on that. I have to give props to Lydia again, because she's kind of revamped the whole thing and turned it into more of kind of a bluesgrass festival, and with bands and there's going to be some breweries on hand as well. And I think she can fill in a little more details about it.
Lydia, give us some details.
I can do that. Yeah. Back and forth here.
Right?
So the goal of the Arts Festival is to keep it lively. I mean, it's a big event here with the Roundup. They've always coincided together. And a lot of fun people come out. A lot of vendors from across the United States come and sell their wares. And it's just a neat time in the valley here of the park. It adds to that excitement of the Roundup, gives it that feel. It's always had that kind of country western feel tying in with the Roundup, and we wanted to honor that, but also kind of attract some of the next generation, keep it for some of the younger folks that are coming out. We have a lot of those couples that come out to the park and experience the Roundup together, and so we wanted to bridge a little bit of that generation, get our younger folks to our older generation. Since we kind of sat down and looked at it with our resort company and decided to get some fun, lively bluegrass music going, look to our partner, our gateway communities, and see if there's any of those folks in the gateway communities, like some of our local breweries and stuff, that wanted to step up and help us make this a great event. And we had some great ones step up. And it's just going to be a good one. We hope to keep people for those 3 days, keep them entertained. A lot of our neighboring national parks and visitor sites have stepped up, Mammoth Site, Jewel Cave, those places have stepped up to offer educational programs. And so it should be a really neat event, tying in with that Peter Norbeck opening. So, like I said, it should be a good weekend. Hopefully the Buffalo cooperate and make it an exciting show when they go in, and we'll have a good weekend all around.
Where exactly in the park is it located at?
So it is located on Highway 16A, right by the state game lot.
Okay.
So if anyone has been to the park, it's in that big valley. You can't miss it. We'll have parking down by the game launch. There will be signs everywhere. And we have shuttles going to the main visitor center to that parking lot. So if people can't walk that far, we'll have that available. So it's just a great way to come down in there. We will start putting information up for the roundup after Labor Day. And from our locals to our folks visiting the park, we always encourage them to get informed on that because it is a major event. We can see up to 20,000 people there, so it's pretty crazy time in the park. So learn the information, get the rules, and don't hesitate to call the park. If they have a question, that's what we're here for. It's better to know ahead of time so that that morning when they're out there early, they're not confused.
All right. Lydia Austin is the Interpretive Programs Manager at Custer State Park. Kobe Stadler is new Visitors Service Program Manager. Kobe, Lydia, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Yeah, happy
to be here. Thank you.